48 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I have a confession to make.
I love you too.
I had a sex dream about somebody's daughter.
Sean Daly. Oh.
Whoa.
Somebody's of age.
Oh,
daughter.
Man. Moose? I know who.
Who? It was very uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it. And I remember in the dream going, no, this is not happening. This is, I'm going to get killed. He's going to kill me. Yeah, you can't be mad at me for having a dream. You don't plan those sort of things, right?
It's like when I wake up mad at Kelly because of a bad dream, and she's like, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, I know it's ridiculous, but I'm still angry.
That's a girl thing to do.
Oh, no. Like, when you have one of those dreams where I keep trying... Like, the dream is always, I'm trying to tell Kelly something. It's not even that she's cheating on me or anything.
She doesn't care.
And she just keeps walking away from me. And I wake up, and I'm like, you bitch. But then, you know, yeah. I just can't be mad at her for a dream. So he can't be mad at you.
I had a dream that I was, so there was a hot tub, and we were going to the hot tub, and there were a couple people in it, but it was dark, and you couldn't really see anything, and it was a big hot tub, so that more people could fit in it, and everybody's like, everybody's just going naked, because it's dark. And
right,
like,
yeah.
Oh, right.
I got in, and when I got in there, this guy's daughter was in there, and I went, oh, man, well, it's weird, but it's dark, you know, and when I say daughter, she's like in her 20s.
Right, yeah.
And I got in, and then she came over and sat next to me, and I was like, no, this is weird. And she's like, oh, just talking. I know your dad's going to kill me. Yeah, that's how I woke up sweating a little bit.
Oh, no.
The smell of bananas was like,
a barrel went rolling past
you. Oh, no.
If he's here and he's listening, like, I'm crashing through the walls every second out. Wasn't Moose, so it's okay.
No, yeah. Was not Moose.
His daughter is super fine, though.
Moose was at my house. Moose stopped by unannounced on Christmas Eve or the day before.
Oh, really?
Well, in the morning, he just swung by and he brought me something nice. He's got this machine that makes, like, these stickers now, and he brought the kids a nice a plate that for cookies for Santa.
That's cool.
With the kid's name on it. It was very nice of him.
Yeah.
But on the way out, in order to retaliate against me for the years of talking about his daughter... How hot she is. Now, one day I'm going to make sure he loves her.
Your daughter? How hot
she was. He made some sort of comment to her, not really sexual, but just like, call me in a couple of years.
Oh, that's creepy. Yeah. Too soon.
And I was like, but I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to get even, but she's three.
Right.
And she's right here. Yeah. And I'm holding this plate that I'm going to smash through your skull if you ever say that again.
And clearly, you won't be alive by the time she's of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moose might have been talking about when she was seven.
Oh.
She's a weirdo.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you, though, it's an honest feeling where... I was like, I'm going to break this, and then I'm going to shove it through the back of his neck. Like, it really felt like doing that to him. I wasn't mad at him, but
Still didn't stop you from having the dream about somebody else's daughter, though.
Somebody else's of-age daughter.
Right, yeah. of-age being the...
Somebody else's married daughter. Like, that's how old she is.
She's not married. Is she married?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She lives in China.
Oh, why don't you say who it is? Why don't you say who it is?
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of people that live there.
Oh, okay. A lot of people we know with daughters who live in China. Thanks, idiot.
I work here.
I die, no job for you. Just saying. Just letting you know that.
You'll be living in China.
China. Let me ask you people this question. Are you really that goddamn mad at the circus that you had to make them get rid of the elephants?
Yeah, they were torturing all the animals.
Come on.
You're really,
they were nailing bears' feet to pedals, so they were
always doing that. That was in the 30s. No, I'm talking about now. I'm talking about Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
It's a majestic lion. Now get in the cage.
Question. Yeah. Yes. All lions or just the working lions? A handful of lions.
That they take and make them do stuff.
We've
and they beat
taken
them.
The king of the jungle... And we've communicated with it on a level where we've taught it to do tricks and not eat anybody.
Communicated.
Yes.
We beat it into submission.
No. You said it. Use the stair to chair.
Yeah.
Four legs.
The chair. Confuses them.
You don't. They're not beating lions. Like, here's the thing. The video that you see of them, you think that little whip is hurting that big-ass elephant?
Or do you think
it's just keeping it in line?
Do you think they want to live in their natural habitat, or they want to be put in a cage and travel around the world and stuff?
Yeah. Taken care of.
Taken care of.
Yes, they're in the circus.
No, they don't get to run around and chase animals and do what they're naturally born
but
to do.
But how do you know what they want to do? Like, how do you know? Like, I get what you're saying. I know that you're not giving me a baseless argument. But how do you know? You don't know. Like if I'm in the wild and
it's
I have to go.
It's nature, though.
Right.
That's how you know, because okay, scientists have studied them.
We were born in the wild, and then all of a sudden we were like, but it's much cooler to be in a house.
You have free will.
Yeah. Well,
they don't.
They do. They're elephants. Sometimes the elephants are like, I'm leaving and I'm going through the crowd.
They are not smart enough to know that they can
they
or can't do that.
Then
some
they can't
do.
Make those decisions.
We are the rulers.
We are controlling them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are smarter animals.
Okay. So then you can have kids as slaves.
So, no.
They don't know any
they
better.
They used to.
They don't know any better.
China still does.
China.
Yeah. Nike still has some of those.
They'll just kill off a kid if you have too many.
I'm saying that I am still amazed. I would go to the circus if the circus had no animals. I don't care. I'm not there. Like, it's nice to see the elephants come walking through, but
right.
I'm 45 years old. I don't need to see an elephant. It's more fun when an elephant poops than anything
you
else.
You want to see an elephant? Go to an elephant sanctuary.
Yeah, but you can't ride them there.
Yeah.
I got to ride an elephant when I was a child. Granted, it was at the swap shop. Was it, you know, Ringling?
Now that I'm against.
Swap shop
elephant.
I actually rode an elephant in
Isn't
the circus.
Isn't it awesome?
I don't know. I was too
You
small.
Loved it.
And
you
I could have been
it.
Killed.
You loved
and
it.
And they would have every right.
Look at Charlie Belcher's my dream RV in the Airstream.
Nice.
Oh, back to the circus.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that SeaWorld and the killer whales that they have
Tilikum?
In captivity. Well, Tilikum's dead.
Right. Well,
but the
we know one whale and it's dead. So
right.
Let's not try and be.
You're right. My bad.
Cool
I just wanted
it.
To be a conversation.
Tilikum, it's dead. 2-0. Took two out before it died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But honestly. If you've got a whale that is used to living in the ocean and a killer whale, and you bring that whale in and you teach it, you're a human and you teach it to do tricks and you communicate with it and you give it food and you give it this giant tank, I'm not against that. We've learned so much from those whales and about sea life and how to communicate with those animals that I think it's amazing. Now, the circus got rid of the elephants because of the people who were complaining about it. Okay,
right.
Fine. The elephants are gone. So what's next? So we don't care about the camels,
and
but we care about the elephants?
They drug the animals.
They do?
Yeah, that sounds like a party.
Them so they can do their tricks.
Yeah, well.
And let little Puerto Rican kids ride on their backs.
Okay, so take the animals away from the circus.
Okay.
You have the acrobats.
Right.
You have the motorcycle guys in the ball.
Love that.
You have the clowns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can still have the circus.
Sure.
Yeah.
So why don't they still have the circus?
Because people are so against them now because they were treating animals poorly that they're just like, I don't even want to support it.
I don't know. I don't know. I.
It's just a hard argument to make.
Like, here's the deal. I like animals. I would never harm an animal. I always make the jokes about pit bulls, but I don't, unless a pit bull was latched onto a baby, I don't think I'd ever harm an animal. Even hunting, I couldn't. The only thing I've ever shot is a big ugly boar.
Yeah, and that was out of self defense. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
back
close.
Up.
Yeah, but I mean, I was fine with the animals in the circus.
Yeah,
the animal decided it wanted to leave. It could just leave.
But just in the times that we're in now, society wise, it's a losing argument because even you know who are you gonna? I agree with you, but I would never say that you know out loud with my friends. Be like, I wish. They would bring, you know, orcas back to SeaWorld because everyone would just poop all over me. You know what I mean? They'd be like, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Why would you do? You hate animals.
Ted, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda show.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Ted.
I don't know. You're not sounding too cool right now. You know, them animals.
You sound really cool.
Lot.
I just want to point that out. You sounded so cool when I heard you.
I'm just good. Listen. Yeah.
You listen.
I think that, okay. I think they're all being abused. I don't think that's what they want to do.
How do you know? Are you Dr. Doolittle?
Listen, when they find
how do you know? Answer my question. How do you know what they want? How do you know what they want?
They're not doing tricks.
They're in Africa and they're getting attacked by lions.
You're over talking a baseless argument.
No, but you're not answering my question. How do you know? You don't talk to animals. If you're an elephant and you're let me finish. If you're an elephant and you're in the jungles of Africa and you're getting attacked and by lions and tigers who are trying to eat you and they're like, "Hey, we're going to bring you over to Florida and we're going to let you hang out in this nice area and we're going to ask you to step on a stool every once in a while." How do you know that? Like, yeah, that's a much better life. How do you know?
It's hard to even argue.
How do you know? How do you know? Because you can't answer the question. So I'm ridiculous because you can't answer the question. How do you know?
Have you seen how they train those animals? Have you actually?
Have you seen how they train any animal? Have you seen how they train any animal?
National Geographic trying to jump through a hoop.
No.
How do you think they make them do that?
They push them through. And they go through the hoop. Yeah.
That's the part they're talking about. Plus, they use
that's training. That's taking an animal who is not have that brain capacity and teaching it how to do something. That's science, is what that is, Ted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm totally disagreeing with that.
Okay. You can disagree with it, but you can't back it up with anything. You can't tell me that the animal doesn't like it.
You know, the camels, they're not trying to make jump through hoops.
What are they doing?
Giraffes, they're not trying to, they're just parading them through. They're not whipping them every day. And
did you say giraffes? They have giraffes at the zoo? At the circus, they have giraffes?
Whatever. No. Whatever they might have. But now you're arguing semantics, you know?
No, I'm not. I'm arguing against you with a baseless argument. I'm saying with to you, you're saying.
I don't have a baseless argument.
You do. You don't know.
For the way they treat those animals in those fairs and those videos is what's causing people to make blanket decisions on everything.
Exactly. And you're so seeing the same video from 25 years ago where they're showing the guy hit the elephant with that hook that hasn't happened for 25 years, and you're talking about one instance of a guy, and you're blaming it on that.
Recorded? What about the ones that don't get recorded and put on Facebook?
How are you going to argue for something that's not recorded? How do you know it exists if it's never been recorded? You're an idiot.
Yeah, when the tree falls in the forest, it still makes a sound.
How do you know if you're not there?
All right. Mr. Calta, love you.
Thanks, Ted.
Love you, Ted.
I don't know. I don't know, but you listen to me. Don't call me up all Dr. Doolittle that you know what the animals like and what they don't like.
I can tell you from studies that elephants are very highly social animals
right.
And that they take them and they separate them and they're isolated and stuff, which is a big problem.
From who? Other elephants?
Yeah, other elephants.
Where do they put them?
They keep them in cages and they don't keep them together. They don't have them in with other elephants or anything where they can socialize and do stuff. They just keep them in a
You can't keep them together.
Like what? When they're on the road or... Or, like, you can't just let them roam around the ice palace.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's bad.
They're
taking them away from their family, and then they can't socialize
and
stuff.
But think about it.
They're big, lonely elephants.
If you were an elephant, would you rather be isolated in the circus or tranquilized, have your tusks cut off?
That's a possibility. They're terrible people, too. Yeah, sure. That's a possibility.
I'm dead set against that.
Or would you rather be an elephant that lives its entire life with its family and its friends and has great...
Elephants aren't as happy.
Water up in the air.
I don't think they're as happy as you think.
You don't know.
You don't know. Ryan, go ahead.
Okay. Mike, I normally agree with about 99% of the things you say.
Because I'm smart.
This morning, you probably said the most idiotic things you've ever probably possibly could have said. So how do we know?
Yeah.
Well, when you see an animal banging his head up against a glass door, looking like he's the most depressed little piece of thing ever in the world, you probably wonder, hey, I bet he wants to get out of here. When you see animals banging on cages and shaking the handlebars like a normal person would when they're in jail, that's how you know. So you say they're out in the
wild. But how do you know?
Well, listen.
But how do you know? You're saying you know.
Listen. I'm not done yet. So when you're in the middle of the wild, you're getting shot at and your life's not the greatest. If someone can put you up and put you in a cage and train you, let's say you're a kid in Chicago getting shot at, throwing drugs at, getting beat up. So a cop comes up, just throws you up, feeds you, communicates with you. That's okay?
I don't understand.
You're wrong, Mike.
I don't understand the correlation. I don't understand the correlation between the two.
So I answered your question. How do we know when animals bang their heads against the side of glass walls?
Yeah, how do you know it's just not a crazy animal?
Yeah.
How do you know it's just not one animal that's a little bit crazy?
What do you mean, how do you know he's not crazy?
You're telling me that...
That's normal behavior?
No, you may have one.
That's a pattern you see in captivated animals. You're telling me that they're all crazy?
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't see.
You don't know. You should probably back down from this because you're going to piss some people off that you really shouldn't.
Oh, settle down. Do you think that's ever stopped me before?
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm asking questions. If that's pissing people off, then that's on them. I'm asking questions. I own one cat, and I'm very nice to it. It lives a life of luxury.
Yeah,
so I don't know. You can't get mad at me.
Cat's got a better life than I do.
What I'm saying is I love these people that claim to be able to know what animals are thinking. If you see a video where a guy is hitting an animal over the head, that animal is being abused. That's simple. What I'm saying is how do we know that these animals are so miserable? How do we know that they're so miserable because they're in the circus? Because they're walking slow? That means it's miserable?
No, because they do studies on animals. And even in the wild, if an animal is depressed or if it has anxiety or if it has some sort of problem, they exhibit the same mannerisms, things that they do and stuff. So they can tell that if the elephant is unhappy and it's banging its head against the wall.
That's a different story.
Okay.
That's different. An animal's banging its face against the wall, that animal's got some problems.
They also still don't know a lot about different animals. Like, for instance, they just were watching a shark over years and it just gave birth without having intercourse with any male sharks, and they have no idea how to explain it. So you could also argue that there are a lot of things we still don't know about animals and their behavior.
I could also say they don't have sharks in the circus, so shut up, dummy.
They should. I'd go to a shark circus. Lou, you're on the Mike Cal the show.
Sharkus.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Lou?
Good. I used to be a circus performer. I retired a few years ago, but...
What did you do?
I did a trapeze act where me and my brother would catch with our feet only.
Ooh, that's pretty impressive.
And we were the only ones in the world who can do it, except for my dad who taught us.
Net or no net?
No net. No net, no mat.
Ballsy. That's ballsy. Okay.
But, some of my best friends are animal trainers. They're the Rosaires down here in Sarasota. And, you know, they treat their animals fantastically. And I understand Galvin's argument, like, you know, how do you know how they're feeling and everything? But a lot of these animals were raised since they were cubs. You know, they weren't, like, you know, taken out of the wild, beaten, and thrown into a cage. They were raised. And there have been studies shown that that animals in captivity end up living longer because we give them the right vitamins. They don't have to. Lions have to. They starve sometimes for months because there's no food. I mean, circus performers have done really well training animals and keeping them safe and everything.
Now let me jump in, Lou. That was what I was going to. That was what my point was going to be. Yes, probably if you asked them, I don't know. If you're comparing them to humans and you say, would you rather be free or would you rather be in the circus? A human's going to say, I'd rather be free. But if an animal, if you're like, hey, we're going to take a small percentage of you and we're going to put you in and give you a different sort of life and we're going to teach you to do these tricks, I don't think that that's the worst thing. You're learning a lot from the animals. You're also providing jobs for people. You're creating a multi-million dollar industry. I think that sometimes we are giving... We are letting these super liberal animal people get in our heads and make them think that all these animals are being beaten over the head every day.
Right. It's the same as like in any kind of business or whatever. There's always going to be bad people. Like, you know, there's
of course
people who can make your food really nice, and then there's going to be people who are going to spit in your food. But yeah, doesn't mean that everybody's going to spit in your food, you know. And it did really hurt the circus business a lot. I mean, the other day when Ringling announced that they were closing down, I mean, my Facebook is all full of circus people. Everyone was sad. I mean, because we all grew up either on Ringling or, you know.
So what do you do now? What do you do now? What do you do now that the circus is going to be over?
Well, I mean, I've been retired for a few years. I've had a couple different jobs just doing deliveries and stuff. But right now I'm just supporting my wife where she goes to school and then.
You ever roll up and you got to make a delivery on the second floor and you're like, I got this, and just climb up the balcony?
What's really funny is because I do warehouse work, and every time I start a new warehouse job and there's something up top really high and they're like, oh, send the circus guy up there. He's not afraid of heights. But I am actually kind of really afraid of heights. Like, it's funny. But another thing, Spanish, the swap shop, I actually grew up at that circus. It was a Hannaford circus, and I did the same thing. I would ride the elephants every day.
All right, so they're not so bad.
I loved it. That was one of my favorite memories.
Thank you, Lou. All right.
I'd like to point out, if there was Facebook back in the day, whenever the slaves were freed, I'm sure there was a lot of slave owners that were really upset about it and were posting on each other's walls.
Well, that's totally different.
Terrible.
Totally different. The slaves were not nearly as happy.
I love you, Kevin.
Yeah. Don't try to ride them. This is perfect because Dave's got a way to tell what the animals want. Go ahead, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, the way I know how you can tell whether they want to, you know, live in captivity or the wild is because they have doors and locks on the doors. If if you take the doors off, the animals are going to leave. They're going to go back to the wild.
Because they're animals. They just wander. They're not, if you put an animal out in the middle of the city and you go, okay, go, it's not going to go which way to the jungle. It's just going to walk. It's an animal.
It's going to go to the jungle.
No, it's not. It's going to walk around until it walks into the water or gets hit by a car. It's an animal. You're not going to tell me that if you open the door, it's going to be like, take me back to Africa.
What if the door to the cage was in against, like, Africa? It would walk.
So, all right, so then that's a good way to tell. We bring it to the border of Africa or a circus tent, and whichever way it walks out, that's the way it has to stay for life.
Okay, if you gave it a choice between the circus tent or the wild, it's going to choose the wild. Otherwise, you don't need to.
Dave, I think you brought up, I think you did something brilliant by accident. So you set up, when a baby elephant is born, you put the mother up on a second tier, and then you have like a little ramp going down, and at the bottom of the ramp, the baby elephant can go towards the circus or towards the wild. We make two different rooms up. And,
it's
going to
go towards its mama.
No. The mama's up on the second tier. It's either going to go towards the wild or towards the circus. So they got peanuts and other elephants and clowns. Okay, and they're like, come on over here, little Dumbo. And then on the other side, they just got lions and tigers. Roar, come on, baby elephant. Which way do you think it's going
to
go?
Fair to tempt them with peanuts.
But they're not tempting them. They're giving them peanuts at the elephant.
You should show them that they have elephants in cages, and they beat them, and they hook them with a bull hook and do all that stuff. And then the other one is their natural life.
Peanuts.
Yeah, make it that way.
Give them
cotton
peanuts.
Candy.
And why are you already taking the baby away from its mother? You're already a bad person.
Let's go to Galvin's wife on line 3. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey. I can't believe Greg wouldn't call me when he knows how passionate I am.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you rip them away from their mother. They literally cry.
I gotta tell you, how do you know? My mother is not that great of a person. If they would have said to me,
hello, what year is it? Freaking videotape. You see them all the time.
Yeah, but they're babies.
By the way, what year is it videotape, dummy?
Shut up. You know what I mean.
Yes.
You literally see them cry. And elephants are very herd-oriented, so they're very much into being with a group of elephants.
They are with all the elephants in the circus.
No, they're not. They're isolated.
No, they're not. They're separated. They're separated. They're chained. Not just chained, but the chains have hooks in them, so they can't move. Why do you think whenever you see a solitary elephant, they're swaying back and forth and back and forth? Why do you think that one elephant went crazy? Because he finally got to escape.
So why did only one elephant go crazy? Why don't they all just go, hey, let's follow what that guy did and just charge out of here?
Because they all submit. They're afraid. They're docile animals. They're not the type of animal.
They deserve it then if they're not going to use their size to their advantage.
By the way, the tigers, are drugged. They drug tigers. They do that. There's that place, Wild Things in Dade City, where they make them swim in the water. Those animals are drugged. They drug them to the point where they, why do you think when you see people go and take their pictures with tigers, they're just laying there?
And the tigers are always wearing.
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to lay here.
And the tigers are always wearing tie dye and listening to Grateful Dead.
Beautiful hats.
Stuff.
No, I know you can't, but you can't say that for a fact. You hear that allegedly they drug the tigers. But anyways, by the way, this is why I said no, because I've already made all these points. Elephants are social animals, that they're chained and kept in cages, that they drug the animals. You're not doing a good job of cleaning the house. Are all the dishes done? Do you have time for phone calls? All the dishes are done? Speaking of isolated, I took her from her mother.
That's right. Look what he did for you.
I'm going to drug you so you do the dishes.
I cried and cried and cried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I hope we put you back into the wild today.
Trust me. Just trust me on this.
When's the last time you went to the circus?
Oh, I think I went once when I was maybe 6.
Oh, really? Because of the animals?
I don't remember. I was 6. I had no option.
No, why you haven't been.
Yeah, why haven't you been?
Oh, why haven't I been?
Yeah.
No, honestly, it has nothing to do with the animals until recently. This is more something that I just really opened my eyes to, like, in the past couple of years.
Let's go to the circus together. This last one.
No, I won't.
Why?
I won't.
We'll go together and we'll talk about it while it's going on. You can tell me what's wrong.
Oh, my God. Well, it's not the circus itself. It's what they do in order to get there. It's everything that they do. It's the poking. It's the prodding.
Oh, poking. Who's made a little poking? Come on. Move it along, elephant.
And it's the unnatural acts that they make the animals do.
Like what?
How many bears do you see out in the woods on a ball?
It's amazing. You've taken a wood-born bear and taught it how to walk. Taught it how to walk on a ball. You're like Yoda.
They clamp their mouth together.
Well, you don't want to get bit,
right?
Listen to me,
Jenny. You're just gonna get frustrated. Go clean the house.
I'm already frustrated.
You shouldn't be frustrated.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the circus together.
You know I'm right.
Tickets are on me. We're going to the circus, me and you, and we're going to record it. And we're going
to.
We are. It's called a podcast.
I don't like the circus.
It's called For the Circus or Against with Mike and Jenny.
The circus is boring to me anyway.
Well, you know why? Because they're too nice to the animals. Thank you, Jenny. Please turn your radio.
I'm going to go to a sanctuary.
Please turn your radio up loud. I want you to hear this. It's one of my all-time favorite pieces of audio that we have. It's Galvin and his wife singing to us. Here we go. You whipped her like a horse.
That's right.
You made her cry. You poked and prodded her in the production studio.
I nailed her feet to the floor.
You shake the weight off of me.
She's so drugged right there.
When you knock on my door, I gave you my key.
That's how you get her in the water? Drug her in the bath.
Nobody knows it.
Jeff has a brilliant idea. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the mic. Out the show.
Hey, Mom, take a call. We need to replace all the animals with prisoners.
That's a great idea.
They have free will. They have free will. They say you get 23 hours of lockdown or you come jump through a fiery hoop.
Galvin and I were talking about a show off the air where they got in Thailand, where they got people in jail and they're doing MMA fighting to get out of
Muay
jail.
Thai, they're Muay Thai fighters, and if they win, they can win their way out of
jail.
Yep. Yeah. So what if you get
fight
the prisoners?
For your life. Awesome.
You're in for 10 years, or you can take a 5-year circus sentence.
Yes.
I'll go to that circus.
I would do that.
The prisoner circus.
And if you half-ass it, we put you back in, and you have to serve the full 10.
Ooh,
I don't care if you've been doing it for 4.5 years, and you kind of half-ass your tight rope walk or whatever.
No net.
Back in 10 years.
No nets. Yeah.
Steve, go ahead.
Mike, I totally agree with you. These people are off their rockers. Come on. We have dogs. We train dogs. We train cats. We have fish that we have in captivity in our homes. But yet everybody wants to blow their minds because, oh, my goodness, there's elephants at the circus.
No. Steve, the fish argument is my favorite. The fish argument is my favorite. We can't do this because dolphin are getting caught in the net. We can't do what? Fish and slaughter other fish, but we save dolphins because they can balance a ball on their nose and because they're cute. But we have no problem slicing up the tuna or any other fish, but the dolphins are cute, so those are the ones we save. That's the most ridiculous argument.
People are losing their mind over it because the elephant is not a normal, what we consider a normally domesticated animal.
Right.
If you have a circus that has nothing but dogs and cats performing in it, it would be totally fine. Why? Because we have dogs and cats at home that we all train ourselves.
Oh, there's a guy. You ever see the guy in Key West?
Yeah.
You ever see the guy in Key West with the cats? You know he's whipping those cats. How else do you get a cat? I can't get my cat to come to me for a snack. This guy's got to jump in from pole to pole. He's got 9 cats. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, I fully agree with you. One reason I do is because look at the homeless that constantly go back into jail because it's a place to sleep. It's food.
Yeah, be around other people.
Yeah, they all have mental issues. You gotta be kidding.
And the animals don't.
Yeah, crazy.
They're the one who bangs his head against the wall. He doesn't have a mental issue.
He has mental issues because he was forced to do tricks and do all that stuff.
How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know he wasn't just a mental animal?
Yeah. Nope.
Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to refute some of these claims I keep hearing from all these animal rights people. To start with, the majority of the animals in the circuses aren't grabbed out of the wild. They're born in captivity. That's the only life they know.
That makes it better.
Ringling Brothers has been sued by PETA and all these other animal rights groups alleging all these claims about mistreatment and abuse, and Ringling has won every single case filed against them.
Yeah.
All of this stuff comes from, like, the 50s and the 60s. Back then, I'll give it that. They were probably treated pretty crappy back then.
By the way, I'm not just saying Ringling Brothers. You don't. You think that there's other circuses that aren't beating their animals? You don't think China
had the whole thing sure
where
are.
They were eating goddamn dogs and torturing dogs and ripping the skin off
them? Why are you allowed to eat all the other animals but
they're
you can't
not
eat a
doing
dog?
It humanely. I can tell you that. They're not doing it humanely.
Listen, you're still killing it at the end.
Well, okay.
What's how? If you tell me shooting a bolt in the back of a cow's head is humane.
Because dogs are cute.
They are cute.
That's the bottom line, is that people only like cute animals. And finally, one last call. Miguel, go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen and ladies. How's it going?
Hola, Miguel. What's happening?
Listen, I'm actually really not that I don't care about animals as I do, but I'm actually glad because it is the most expensive show on earth. If you take your kids to that circus, plan on spending at least $100 a head because they double up all the pricing on the concessions. They double up the pricing on the little twirling lights, all that stuff.
It's amazing.
I think that...
It's amazing. Miguel, I say it every year, and I'm nice enough, I'm lucky enough, rather, to get free tickets to the circus, and we'll still spend
$500. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I think that's really the point is, geez, man, it's just way, it's way overpriced.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's a business, and that's what they do. I mean, the same thing when you go to Disney, you're paying out the ass for hamburgers and toys and all that stuff because they know they got you, and they know your kids are going to want stuff, and... We're suckers. That's just how it goes. That's how you make money. That's why they're rich. I mean, I'm mad at them for that. Listen, I think really by the end of the day, we realize most people agree with me.
Yeah. Or most people that you put through.
No, I've taken home. I would rather talk to the people who don't agree with me. And I've taken almost every call that said that they hated me or I was.
You're saying what? What is your final argument?
I forgot. What are we saying? My final argument is. Oh, settle down. Circus. So you get elephants and you teach them how to do tricks. That's science is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Basic
Shut
science.
Up.
It's science.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. It's what? Basic science, Galvin.
Oh, tell me about Telecom again.
I will tell you. You killed two people.
Oh, don't even start that with me. I mean, I don't know how poor SeaWorld got bullied out of that. I still... I'm going to stand by SeaWorld all day. You want to work at SeaWorld? You got to go to college and you got to get your degree and you got to be a marine biologist. And then you live with these animals and you work with them and you teach them and you communicate with them and you love them. These people that were with these animals, they love them. And you get with one, two, three tragedies over the 50 years they've been open, and that's enough for you to say, okay, no more. And their whales are being tortured. And you realize. That you're doing something there that is remarkable. You're communicating with a different species and teaching it to do tricks. And I understand that they're just tricks, but that's a sign that we've learned how to communicate with this majestic animal. And we could use that in the future for something exciting. And we have so much more to learn, but no, they're cute. So we shut them down.
They forgot the big rule. Whales can eat you.
Yeah.
You know what, though? That's a price that the humans are willing to pay. If they're in there. I mean, even the ones that were attacked and that were that lived aren't like, oh, blame the animal. They're not. They're not at all. And they'll tell you if they did something wrong or... I'm telling you right now. I'm right on this. As usual.